King Parikshit Janam, the birth of King Parikshit. In the womb of his mother Uttara, Parikshit was suffering from the scorching heat of Ashwatthama's Brahmastra atomic weapon. But at that terrible time, he saw Lord, the Supreme Lord, coming to his rescue. In a forearm form the size of a thumb, his beautiful body was blackish and dressed of dazzling yellow. The Lord was wearing a golden helmet and scintillating earrings and wielding his gada in a circular motion to drive out the radiation of Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. Just like the sun dissipates the morning dew from the ground. Actually, Uttara's womb had been burned by Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. But being the supreme magician, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Bhagavan instantly provided Parikshit with a new second body. The wonderstruck child gazed at this phenomenon, and then the Lord suddenly disappeared. When all auspicious planets and stars aligned in the sky, the great-grandson of King Pandu, named Maharaj Parikshit, was born. The birth ceremonies were performed with great satisfaction by King Yudhisthira. Kripa and Domya and other wise Brahmins chanted Vedic hymns and mantras. Afterwards, Yudhisthira gave abundant charity of gold, land, villages, grains, and animals to the Brahmanas performing the Janam Utsav. In return, the satisfied Brahmanas informed him, "O King, this child was saved by the Lord because he is a pure devotee and the last remaining descendant of the pious King Puru. He will be known as Vishnurat and Parikshit." Maharaj Yudhisthira asked a question of the Brahmanas. "Will this child become as great and saintly a king as the others that had appeared in this royal dynasty?" The Brahmanas assured Yudhisthira, "This child will maintain the praja, his dependents, exactly like Ikshvaku. This Parikshit will be true to his promise like Lord Ram, and he will be a munificent giver of charity and a protector of the surrendered souls like Shibi, the son of Ushinara. Parikshit will be as great as Gandivaraj Arjun and as strong as a lion. Parikshit will be tolerant and forbearing like the earth and as worthy a shelter as the Himalayas. In terms of equanimity and balance of mind, Parikshit will be like you, my dear Yudhisthira. He'll be munificent like Lord Shiva. He'll be the resort and shelter of everyone like Lord Narayan. In magnanimity, he'll become as great as King Rantidev. Parikshit will be like Bali Maharaj in patience, and he will become a great devotee of Lord Krishna like Maharaj Prahlad. Bhakta Prahlad Aki." After hearing the prediction of his death at the hands of the snake Takshaka, Parikshit will inquire about Atma Tattva Gyan from Shukadeva Goswami, and thus Parikshit will achieve perfection in life and attain a life of fearlessness and go back to the spiritual world. Day by day, the child Parikshit grew up luxuriantly under the care of his grandfathers. He was called Parikshit, which means examiner. Why? Because he was searching and checking everyone he met, looking for that personality who he had seen in his mother's womb. The child was always meditating on the Lord. From his childhood, he was a Mahabhagavat. Parikshit used to imitate the worship of the family Krishna deity while playing with dolls of Krishna. He would dress the dolls and feed them and behave with them and treat them exactly as the temple pujaris in the palace temple were dealing with the Lord. After some time, Maharaj Yudhisthira desired to perform the Ashwamedha Yajna so that he could free himself from the sinful reactions that had occurred during the battle of Kurukshetra. After some time, Maharaj Yudhisthira performed a Ashwamedha horse sacrifice to free himself from the sinful reactions incurred at Kurukshetra. However, the treasury of the state was empty because of the war. So Krishna advised the Pandavas to collect the gold that had formerly been left in Himalayas after King Maruta's great sacrifice. In this way, Maharaj Yudhisthira was able to perform three Ashwamedha Yajnas under the direction of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and only for the purpose of satisfying Bhagavan Sri Krishna. After completing the Ashwamedha Yajnas, Krishna remained in Hastinapur for a few months and then returned to Dwarka as previously described.